They could get an Enoch Elijah resurrection and God would take him up. He was looking for that at the end of his life. He wanted a living resurrection. He was pressing for it in Philippians because he was at the end of his life there. He was pressing for a full resurrection that God would take him up like Elijah and Enoch. That's what he's asking for. He saw these realms and he learned to get positioned in them. He was looking for such a separation that, because that's what these realms do. They will separate the old and they will separate the new. He'll elevate the new and he'll bury the old. Understand, you gotta be in the presence of your high priest because there are things that you're thinking that need to be put to death that are part of your new man and part of the image of your new man. And some people that you get around may not accept the image of your new man and they want to cloud you over with defeat. And because somehow you're supposed to look like their version of you. But you're not looking at someone else's version of you. You're looking at Christ's version of you. And sometimes he's the only one that can separate that. Because what happens if you let someone else create their version of you, you'll start wearing their version of you. And that wasn't God's version of you, but it sounded good. It sounded meek. But then you're walking around in defeat because you just got to let somebody veil you. When you get with the Lord, he'll separate that. He'll let you know what's old, what's new. Because it's him we live for. It's his version of you. Amen? And you've got to have that. Otherwise, you're going to wear somebody else's. And you won't step out. Some people like you the way you are. Or the way they want you to be. Amen? What did he do when he got him into the Jordan? He took him straight to Gilgal. He said, circumcise them again right now from the reproach of Egypt. You cannot wear the wilderness and you cannot wear the image of Egypt because they struggled all their life. They wanted to go back. The old image will constantly try to pull you back. Because you can't have that in the promised land. It's all new. It's a new day. Amen. The further you get in the Lord, the more this stuff happens. He will cut down mountains inside of you. You can't believe how powerful the Jordan is. There's deliverance. Just might as well know it. You get up in there, there can be deliverance up in there. Because if spirits are encased up in the old man, they hide. They hide. They can hide up in the body. They can hide up in the soul. And you open a room and boom, there they are. Woo! How did that happen? They were there. Doesn't matter. God will extract them out. You'll get deliverance in these realms. Don't beat yourself up if you start finding deliverance. That's a good thing. Amen. So anyway, we move up. So we're clothed in righteousness. Now, we're going to teach like three whole teachings on this realm of oneness, clothed in righteousness. As we get clothed, we're in him. That's when I like, you're my exceeding great shield. I like this. You're my tower. All those scriptures, you hide me in your own self. Hide me in your pavilion. Hide me in the secret place. See, I'm moving in a union. I'm moving into an image, heart image based union that I'm inside of him, right? And as I'm inside of him, that all the scriptures, when I see the robe, he's opening that robe. I don't just stand there and look at the open robe. Oh, that's awesome. I move to it. Step in. But I'm not seeing him like this. Everyone's going, I don't see it. It's heart imagery based on the revelation of his word. The word comes in, it reveals that revelation, and you move by the heart imagery. But I'm moving by the awareness, but I'm going to step into the heart imagery. I don't need to see every single detail. I just know he's standing there with the robe, and I'm in, and I want to feel it. I want to know it. I want to go know it, that I'm in him, right? I'm encompassed into him. I'm encompassed into his grace. I'm encompassed into his righteousness. Because now I'm going to move in him and not myself. Make it a lot easier for you when you do that. Because you get up in his glory a lot easier when you exchange. This thing found in him, Philippians 3, not having my own. See, I'm separating. Praise God. That's what's called the righteousness of God, which is of faith. You enter into his standing by faith instead of working through your standing. You just enter in the free gift. It's a free gift. You try to work for it, you're not getting into it. You got to get in it. Amen? It's a gift done by faith. You enter into something that's already been given. I see that you have given the free gift. Now I can move more freely. So I'm going to move in some of these realms today. Praise God. But these are the realms people need because there have been some questions about it. And some people have been taking people down in the Jordan. Bury them, God. Praise God. Bury him. I know you want to bury him. Some of them, they probably need a little burial, but that's between them and God. You don't get to go bury everybody else. Praise God. Work on you, and God will work on everything around you. You don't work on you? Well, if you'll just change them, everything will be okay. No, it won't. It don't work like that. When you change, everything's going to be okay. Right? I live by this motto, no matter what happens, I look for something. Okay, what do I need to do here? It's an injustice. It's not fair. I get it. But what can I do? What do I do? What's my responsibility? My first responsibility, you can't wear the offense. I can't move in these realms living in offense. You can't wear the unforgiveness, right? You can't wear heaviness. You can't get walk around agitated all the time, frustrated all the time. If you're frustrated every day you wake up, you're going to have to do some surrendering. If you get frustrated because you got something that's unattended right there, right? I lived a long time frustrated like that. Not very fun. All right. I'll take two questions if you have it before we pray today. I'm going to try to go the whole gauntlet today. I'm going to try to go all the way in and get on the other side.
Yeah, I just wonder how you get there. I mean, do you pray and worship initially? Do you spend time in the Lord, and how long? You know, I just want to know the technical part of it.
That's a good question. Okay, so if you look on the series, Unlocking the Inheritance Within is the foundation for which we do everything. We do the same prayer. Only difference in any realm that we're moving in is we have a different revelation of the realm, but the technique is the same across the board. Just write this down. Indwelling God. At the bottom of the Indwelling God series, right after Indwelling God 7, Understanding the Awareness of God. See the next one? Atmospheric Presence Through Awareness. Holy Spirit Awareness. Atmospheric Thieves. Temple Protocols. Those five teachings will teach you the technique by which we move in the kingdom of God. When I wake up, I rarely ever feel like doing this. When I wake up, it's like climbing a mountain. I start feeling it when I get moving, because I don't move by feeling, I move by faith. Feelings will always catch up. I'm moving through an awareness produced by revelation. And in that awareness, we're moving through a focused position of words and heart awareness based on revelations have been given to us. Those techniques will teach you the technique. Every other part of it is just a new operation built on revelation. But that will answer your question and everybody else's. It's huge. If you don't get that part, you won't be able to move in this realm like this. You can move other ways. The problem is, can you land back there every time? This way will blow the ceiling out. Trust me on this. It'll blow any ceiling that any enemy comes, because it's going to be done by faith. That's what people like to do. They'd just rather not have the faith element. But you do it by faith. And why is it so difficult? Let me answer this question. Then I'm going to get your question. Why is it feel difficult? Because God wants you to develop faith. Until you develop your faith, why does he want your faith? So once faith has been developed, if you keep it going, it can pierce any atmosphere. It can pierce any enemy. It can pierce through. Anytime the enemy's throwing stuff on you, you can pierce through the veil. You can get stuff off of you. You can move through, because faith is like a battering ram that just breaks atmospheres. It breaks limitations. It busts through. That's what faith does. It's amazing. Amen. That is the techniques we use.
I was just going to speak a word of encouragement. If you don't get it the first time, the second time, the third time, the fourth time, keep going. Just keep going, because you'll get it. Because when we first started, I remember going, everybody else is getting to go in and I'm not. But I just kept pressing and pressing, and I entered in. So I encourage you, just keep pressing and you'll get in there.
One other thing. See, right into God's special prayers. Those 23 prayers are the best prayers we've had over the last 10 years. Those prayers teach you the dynamics of all these different realms. When we were discovering a realm, like a tree of life, when we were centered, we would just do the whole tree of life. That's how we're doing that. The final crown, all these different operations, they'll teach you the model. It's all there. Amen? So those prayers will help you. I mean, sometimes if you're having a hard time, put one of those on. You can ride with it. A lot of people doing that all the time. They ride up the mountain because there's faith in that stuff. And you can ride while you're developing your faith. It's a grace thing that God gives. So sometimes if you're having a hard time, just take one of those prayers and say, you know, just let get in that atmosphere and just roll with it. Amen. And I'm going to say something to you. This is really important before we pray today. You must watch who you're running with. You've got to watch words. You have no idea the power of people's words to bail you. People have no idea. And this realm is full of light. But the one thing will cut you off more than anything is veils. If you start listening to people that are offended and people start talking and you start agreeing, you start getting a conversation, you don't understand. But I'm telling you, a veil can come over you and you don't even know it. And you're trying to get in, you're getting blocked out. That's why the Bible says, do not receive an accusation against elders. Don't receive it until you know it's a certainty. Amen? You got to watch those kind of things. It'll cut you off. Got to keep this heart with all diligence. Listen, even leaders, none of us are perfect. We're going to make mistakes and make lots of mistakes, especially in this kind of journey. You've got to be able to forgive in things and move forward. If you're going to get in God's mountain, you got to be able to get in and go, because this is pure. That right there is pure as it comes. It came from the seven spirits of God, and it's pure as it comes. Amen?
I just wanted to say that it was about a couple of months ago, I was going through something, and I was like, God, what am I going through? And he said, it's the Amalek spirit.
Yeah.
The spirit of Amalek. And I was like, why? You know, and the Holy Spirit told me, listen to your pastor. Mm. And so I went back to the teachings of the Amalek spirit. And after I listened to what pastor was saying, it was like it just broke.
Yes.
Just like that. And I'm like, God, thank you. I'm like,
awesome.
God, thank you. You know, so when he say, go back and listen, go back and listen. Amen.
I have a teaching. It's probably, I think it's in the right hand of God diagram. Seriously, war on Amalek's huge. It's a devious enemy. If you're feeling heavy all the time and like your lethargy, you're under a power of Amalek. There's two places you address Amalek. One's in the Jordan. The other one's in the Lily's Grace. But I can't get into that, but that's very powerful if you want to listen to the teaching. We had to learn over time, we're under Amalek. Man, that thing will shut you down. That was that enemy that came out and Moses had to leave the battleground. You remember that? Amalek, he had to leave. He'd go up in the mountain. He could not fight that enemy face to face. He went up into the mountain and he got position. And then God, through Joshua, put down that spirit. You're not going to fight Amalek here. You're not ever going to win. It's toil. Wearisome toil. It's the whole operation of the sweat of the brow. It's the whole spirit of Amalek. You're not going to beat that here. You have to go up to beat that one.
I have a question about the flaming sword of Jesus, because in my prayer time, I was praying and I was focusing on the sword of the spirit. And I was saying, Jesus, sever the cords, sever the cords, sever the cords, sever the cords. And as I was saying that, then I saw Jesus on a white horse with the sword, a flaming sword. He was charging on a white horse with a flaming sword up in the air. And I saw myself and my family right behind him. So my question was, and I felt like unity. I felt like I should like focus on that. So my question is, I know that's between that and the winning fork, and what does that mean? Because I feel like there's a unity also. Sometimes I feel like I say, like, we sever the cords, like me and Jesus are severing something. So if I can get clarification on that.
You're in the Jordan when that happened? Okay, there's two operations of the sword. There's an inner and there's an outer. The inner one is design. He has it. He's operating in accordance to your faith. When you present the old man, will you present to the winnowing forks in his hand, or the two-edged sword, separation. He used that sword to separate spirit, soul, joint, and marrow, old from new. Has to do that the higher you go. That's an inner operation of that sword. That is the same sword also, once he utilized that inward, is the one she saw with a white horse. That's the one that's going outward. That is actually the next movement. God, what he's saying with those two operations is, if you're going to ride with me in the next realm with my sword in hand, you're going to have to let me take that same sword and prepare you inwardly with it. So that's why you're seeing both at the same time. One is an inward preparation. The other one's an outward operation. But we all want to ride with him, but nobody wants to do the other, right? So that's what he's saying. He's telling you that's the qualification. You're going to have to let him work, because he's not going to be taking a bunch of orphans with a bunch of issues and putting them on the white horse. The last day army of God is full joint heirs to put down the old man. So that sword has to go both realms. There's two different operations. One is for the old man inwardly extracting. One is going out into the world. The next flaming sword on the white horse, that's his ministry outward now. Same sword, two totally different functions. One is for ministry, one's for you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this day you make it into the earth. Lord, we come up. Now, before I do this, you'll hear me say, come up the steps. I used to do a tabernacle approach. I do more of a temple approach. I just use Solomon's temple. You can do either one. I like the temple because we're moving more in the kingly element. So, Father, we come out. Holy Spirit, we are aware that you are with us today to lead us, to guide us. Let me slow down a little bit, because I'm amped up a little bit. Lord, we thank you for this day you make. Holy Spirit, we are aware that you're with us. You are our guide, our constant companion. We're aware of your presence today. We come out from among them to separate unto the glory of this house, for you have set before us an open door. And today we ascend the steps of Zion. We come before the temple. And I see you, Lord, as the living pillar of glory standing between the pillars of Solomon's temple. I see you, the living door. And today we step in. I want you to step right through that door. I see a carpet of red that is the new and the living way laid for us by the blood of Jesus. I like to stand on that because it gives me an anchor to know that I'm inside. I set my feet upon the carpet of red today, and I am aware, just like we are aware that we're inside of this house today, we are inside your house. I am aware that we're dwelling in the tabernacle of grace. You hideth us away today in the pavilion of grace. Today we walk upon this carpet, the new and the living way, consecrated by the veil of your flesh. We draw near today. We come to your glorious throne. There's a lot of grace at your throne today, Lord. There's a lot of light here. You're opening a whole new realm of access. There's a grace that will be given to you all today for all of the arenas that we move in. It's a new grace. Today, we surrender spirit, soul, body. Today, I want you to take your will and surrender your will Not my will, but thy will. I surrender my will to take up the cross for the old man. I surrender my will to follow you where you are, all the way into the Father of lights. Today, I surrender. Now, if you see someone in your heart, or you're dealing with issues in your job, you can surrender those weights here. You can surrender it. You can surrender the people for sure. So, Father, we bring Mr. or Mrs. to you. We ask you today to separate the person from what I'm feeling. You separate the person. Lord, I surrender them to you. With your mouth, you see that person being separated. You're still going to feel the issue at this point. But to separate the person from the problem, loose them from the heart. The Bible says from the heart, not your head, like in your spirit, by the way of the keys of the kingdom, loose that person. Release them. Father, I release them. Father, I loose them. Father, I let go. I relinquish. As you're feeling that separation by faith, sometimes you just have to do it by faith because you're still feeling. Now, we ask for grace today, Lord, to follow you. We ask for dunamis, creative power, to follow you into the Jordan. Today, we come down. We wade out past the ankles, past the knees, past the loins, past the heart. Waters to swim in, waters that have gone over our head, the waters of the deep. Today, Lord, we see you as our high priest. We see the two-edged sword in hand that separates spirit, soul, and body. It is you that separated that which is old and that which is new. And today we present our spirit, soul, and body for the separation. We present the chaff of the old man, the old wineskin, to separate that which is new for burial. Separating that which is old for burial from the new, that you separateth the old man today. See the chaff, see the old wineskin, see the separation today. I surrender whatever you're feeling. If you're feeling offended today, you have released the person. Now ask the Lord to forgive you. And ask and surrender up the offense. Surrender the pain. Surrender the rejection. Today, I present the rejection to you, Lord. I break all covenant and all agreement with these feelings. For the truth is, I am accepted into you, and I am loved. I break all agreement and covenant with fear, anxiety, paranoia. I break the covenant, I break the agreement. I break the agreement today, and I ask you now to separate it from me. You separate the old from the new. God has not given me the spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind. I bring the operation, the old man of works, toil, labor, Amalek. I surrender him up to you. I break all covenant and all agreement with the operation of the old man of works, the old man of toil, the old man of labor. I break agreement. I loose you. It is not by my might. It is not by my power. It is not by the systems of this world, but it is by your spirit. Today I loose those operations from my heart. I loose those operations from my soul. I loose it this day. I loose this day. Lord, I surrender betrayal. I break all covenant and all agreement and all design of betrayal. I bring it before you and release and loose the operation design of it. I am accepted in the Beloved. You already took the punishment of all betrayal. You stood in the gap. You took the stripes. I bring control. I break agreement with the operations and reactionary mechanisms of control. I break agreement and covenant with the reactionary mechanisms and of defense, self-defense mechanisms. I loose those operations for burial. The old man of sin. Today, I ask for your blood to wash us completely. This is an operation of the mercy seat. And though it is a judgment to the old man, it is a mercy to us. And today, the winnowing fork is in your hand to separate. For this day, sin has no dominion, and I break covenant and agreement. And actionary agreements and reactionary agreements with sin, I loose and sever the cords this day in the acknowledgement that sin has no more dominion over me. Spirit, soul, or body, you separate the cords. You separate the chain. You separate it today. The umbilical cord is loosed. I loose it. And today we lay this old man down. We put him down into this watery grave. The body is dead because of sin. The old man is dead. I acknowledge that you have been crucified. I acknowledge you have been buried in baptism, and I see that you have been planted together in the likeness of his death. Positionally, you have no place in me. Today, we shut this chest. We've put off this old man like an overcoat. We've taken him off. We drive the sword of the Lord in to say, Father, you have made an utter end to the affliction of this old man. And you will not rise again. You are buried in this watery grave. And we separate today by the blood of Jesus. As far as the east is from the west, you are separated from us this day. We loose you down into the Dead Sea of humanity. Today, we take the wings of this eagle. You lift us up out from this Jordan. We rise out. We ascend out. We come to stand now on the right side of your throne where the waters flow out. For you show unto me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out from the throne of the Father, proceeding out from the throne of the Lamb. Today you washeth our body and our heart, just like it at the altar where they would wash. You wash our countenance. Clear, crystal waters of glory, liquid glory washing over the mind, washing the eye gates, washing the body with pure water, washing us in the water of your word, the cleansing of the deep, cleansing the heart, cleansing the soul, cleansing the mind, cleansing the body, cleansing, washed, washing the hands and the feet as you washed the disciples before you took them up. You washed them. You washeth our feet today. We're washed in your blood. We're washed in the living waters. We come now to stand at your throne again, Lord. Now I have forgiven Mr. or Mrs., and now I can bless them. Now I stand without the offense. I can freely bless them now. Hold them in a position of love. I hold them in a position of forgiveness. Today I can bless and I can release. But I have nothing but love towards them. The power of your love is far greater. Today I'm at peace now with my job. I'm at peace. I loose that peace over that family right now. I loose that peace over the children. Today, we stand before you girded in a linen cloth. We're ready now, Lord. Just the Father came out running. You come out to meet us here. We've come out to meet you. You openeth your robe, your exceeding glorious robe. I ask you today for the spirit of wisdom and revelation, that the eye of the heart be flooded with the light, that we see through the awareness of the heart the glorious standing that you've given us. Today we step into the glory of your robe. Some of you are going to feel this right now. We step into the glory of your standing, Lord. We step into the righteousness of God, which is of faith. I am this day forever perfected in righteousness. I am this day. Some of you are feeling it come around you right now. Clothed in the glorious standing of your robe. The thick, rich, glorious standing. I am forever perfected in righteousness. I receive the free gift. I receive the glory and the crown of righteousness. In you we live, in you we move, in you we have our being. Today, whew, you're all in there today, we are found now in you, not having our own righteousness. We've moved out from our standing into yours. now we are standing in holiness. We are holy, unblameable, and unreprovable in your sight. We are holy, unblameable. You today present us faultless. I accept the position that I am forever perfected in your standing. I accept there is now no condemning sentence that can be sent against me this day. That the accusation and the accuser of the brethren, that every dart, every arrow, and every word is severed and broken and loosed. You have no authority to rend me or my household. The shield, you are our exceeding great shield now. The impenetrable shield is up around us. The glorious shield is around. You'll feel the shield coming around you like an encompassing shield, a cylinder of steel, like glory coming around you. The breastplate of righteousness that now protects your heart. You are protected. You are our high tower. Now some of you are feeling that as you, that's what you're looking for. You move out from you into Him and you feel the shift. As you feel the realm, you can move more freely now. You're not moving in you any longer. So there's no condemning sentence that can be sent against you. Now, today, we walk over into the lily's grave. We walk into the garden. You stand as our glorious shepherd. You stand as the Father's perfection of grace, a gift that was given to us, the lily of the valley. I see you standing in this beautiful garden. I see the lily. You are the lily with your outstretched arms and all the glory that's emanating from you. Today I see there's no toil. There's no spinning. There's no works. There's no labor. Today we entereth into your rest. For he that entereth into my rest doth cease from his own works. Today we lay down the works, the toil, the heavinesses, the burden. Come unto me, all that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you the rest. Today we enter in to be interwoven with a singular eye focused upon you. You interweave our heart into your beautiful, glorious standing. I see you standing so resolute, so quiet all the day long. So still, perfectly content, radiating the Father's glory, perfectly still. All my heart has come to stillness. All my body has come into the stillness. As I'm clothed in the pureness, as I'm clothed today, you see Him and you say what you see. I see the quietness, clothed in the serenity, the tranquility, clothed stillness. Be still, all flesh, for the Lord is in his temple. Today, we're clothed in the beautiful stillness of your garden, of you, our shepherd. I shall not want when I'm here. All my want, all my desire, all the disharmony is being lifted now as you harmonize me into the perfection of your rest. This great peace is now the governor of my heart and my mind. Perfect peace, whose heart is stayed upon thee. I lay down like a lamb in your garden, in the green pasture beside the still waters. I'm perfectly surrendered to you now. I'm perfectly submitted to you. I wear the ever-vestant robe of your rest, the yoke made from the lilies. I wear the grace. I see the crown of the lily coming upon me, as wisdom giveth unto my head the ornament of grace. The crown of glory over my mind has been brought into the stillness, into the quietness, into the peace that surpasseth all understanding. Today, all that is in this garden is now in my heart, as I am in you where you are. All of this is now in me, as you stand in me, as the Father's perfection of grace. Let your grace emanate. I want you to hold the lily in your heart and see and feel the grace, the peace, the rest emanating through your countenance, emanating into your emotions, emanating into your body, emanating into your mind. Feel the tranquility, feel the rest, feel the stillness. I am at rest. I'm in harmony with you. I'm found in you, and I'm ready to move up into the room that you have prepared for us in the Father. I'm ready, Lord, to take the wings of this eagle up into the Father of light. I'm ready to be lifted. I'm ready to soar. As you lifteth us up in to the Father's realm, into the room that you have created, we come to stand in the presence now of the Father of light. With all of your beautiful graces, Father, reconciliation is at hand. We come in as children today, little children. We come in beaming with joy. We're all invited into your expansive, glorious heart. And today we all walk in to you, the Father of lights, the God of all grace, the Father of glory. Father, you are love, and you clothe us, encompassing us, filling us, swallowing us up into your love, Father, encompassing us, in the secret place under the shadow of your wings. Today I am being held. Today you are holding, embracing us with the warmth and the glory today. Your magnificent glory is all around us today. Your magnificence is all around us. I feel the confidence. I feel the assurance. I feel the animacy. I feel the oneness, the free gift to stand in you, Lord, in the Father, to be loved, to be clothed, to be overshadowed, to be held and embraced. You love us, Father, with an everlasting love. Your mercy is upon us for a thousand generations. Your favor is on us. We're standing before your eyes, Father. You seeth us today. Grant us today. Some of you are really in there now. He's opened a new door. It was always open. Veils have been shattered. Grant us today brand new the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Grant the eyes of our heart to be flooded with the light of who you are. Flooded with the glory realm. Flooded with your light. Flooded with love. Flooded with the plans and the purposes of your book towards us. Grant us the full supply of dunamis, creative power. As I see you now, Lord, standing in the midst of the Father, as the Father hath life in himself, he's given to you to have the life. You are now the bread of life to all humanity, the tree of life, the fountain of life. You came that we would have this life and have it more abundantly. You came that we would encounter and restore the full access to the tree of life, that we can freely eat today again of the tree of life and all the fruits of the life and the light. Today we stand in the midst of the tree of life and receive the glory and the grace, the strength and the might. We receive the freedom and the liberty. We receive the joy and the pleasure forevermore. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand, pleasures. We receive wisdom and discernment, for wisdom is a tree of life. To those who find her, the discernment, I have strength. We receive the glory and the covering of the life that Adam walked in, clothed in righteousness, clothed in the rest, but clothed in the life, the abundance of life, the glory of the life, releasing from the tree of fullness, quickening our spirit, quickening our soul, quickening our body. I present this temple into the life. It belongeth no more to the world. The systems of the world have been severed. I present spirit, soul, and body into the life, where the leaves of the glorious tree, full of the glory of God, are the medicine of the nations. We receive the medicine. We receive the healing coming out from you, Lord, our great physician. Somebody will be healed in here today. This is flowing magnificently. Out from you proceedeth a fountain of living water, a fountain of divine health, a fountain of the medicine pouring over the tops of our heads. pouring through the mind, the eye gates, and the ear gates. You are now the health of our countenance, as we are now standing in the Father of lights as a bride without spot, without wrinkle, without blemish, without aging. We receive the dew of youth flowing out from you. We receive this day as you reneweth our youth like the eagle, shedding away the old. We put on the renewal of youth. We put on the vibrancy we wear as the dew is flowing, as the medicine is flowing into the heart. We hold now this tree of life. We hold the leaves in our heart, and we release, Father, loose this medicine through our arteries and through our veins, distributing life that's in the blood. Now there's life in our blood, distributing the medicine into the four corners of our body. Today, we receive in the digestive system, pouring down the spinal column, commanding the spinal column, the disc, and the ligaments all to come into alignment, infusing the central nervous system, infusing this day the immune system with life. No plague comes nigh the dwelling of this temple. No infirmity has rights, legal rights, to dwell in me. I live and dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Quicken the body, quicken it thus. Flood us, fill us, encompass us, O Father of lights, O God of all grace. O Father, hold us into your own self and clothe us with all the clothing that Adam had, that Christ restored: glory, grace, life, light, love, righteousness. Clothed in the magnificent robes of the Father, the best robes coming out from you. The best robe coming out from you. The magnificent multi-operational robe of fullness of grace. Receive the grace. There is grace being released for you today. There is grace and favor. We receive the favor. We receive it today. There is a lady in here today. You're in the middle of a business contract, and you had some very bad news. I think it was yesterday you received. Today it will break open. Something's going to break for you. You're going to get a call. It's going to release. It's going to loose. Out from our being floweth favor now. We're clothed in the magnificent strength. Father, I feel all of your glory today. I feel the love. I feel your great heart, Father. Oh, we're in the exceeding great shield of the Father today. Father, some veils have been torn down corporately. This is a new way of living now for Father's house. You know this is your house, Father. I give it all to you. One more. Thank you for your glorious grace. Thank you for the restorative life that's flowing through our body right now. I feel the invigoration of beautiful, glorious, clean, pure fountain of life. All that tree is in us now, as you are in us, and the Lord is in us, and the fountain is within us. I feel your pleasure today, Father. It's your good pleasure to give us the kingdom. I feel you that spared not your only beloved Son. How would you not freely give us all things? Today I feel your generous, glorious, loving, abundant heart. And today we ascend the steps of your throne now, Father, as we are loved and we are sons and our citizenship is with you. We are bona fide heirs, and today we follow you in, Lord. There's such grace today. We follow you in to the glory of joint heirship. We follow you into the resurrection. We follow you in to the crowning. You were raised up. And I saw him, as Daniel said, ascending before the Ancient of Days, and there was given unto him a kingdom and a glory forevermore. We follow you in as joint heirs, raised all the way up together. We receive the glory and the honor, for you crownest him with glory and honor, and you have come out to meet us, Lord, to crown us in the glorious crown of joint heirship, the beautiful, glorious crown. The seven spirits of God that are with us, originating all the way with Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Judah, Caleb, David, Solomon, Zerubbabel, Christ. Now we stand as joint heirs in the succession line of Judah to receive the house of David. You have opened for the latter day house the crowning of the last day kings, with all the generational inheritance dating all the way back to Abraham, all the DNA, all the faith, all the glory, all of it, all the blessing and all the inheritance is now encompassing us as a shield. The seven eyes of omnipresent omniscience encompassing us with the seven horns of omnipotent dominion, encompassing us with the seven inheritances. Dunamis, power, generational wealth, omnipresent, omniscient wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and all the spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms, all the inheritances of Abraham, all of it restored, all of it, we wear it, we put it on, we receive it, we have the crown. You have set the crown of pure gold upon our head. You have given us of our heart's desire. We see that you have given. And now, woo! Get ready. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now you come out to meet us as the Lord of the angelic armies of heaven. You brought the angels that are now filing in, ministering flames of fire, beginning to encompass the crown. Row after row after row of encompassing angels, warrior angels, breaker angels, angels of healing, the messenger angels, the watcher angels, the angels that are beholding the face of the Father coming out from the realm of glory, the worshiping angels, the messengers, the angels of inheritance, the angels of apostolic government, the hornets that go before us, the angels that minister to us strength, flames of fire, row after row encompassing, circle after circle encompassing the full weight, and the horsemen and the chariots thereof coming down with the flaming horses and the flaming chariots. The kingdom of heaven is at hand position now. The lion of the tribe of Judah, bringing forth the lions and the lionesses of this last hour, clothed in the authority and the dominion, for you have set us over the works of your hands. And with the authority and the dominion of this last days, we are now ready to stand in the fields of inheritance, to stand over the city, to stand over this house, to stand over our home, to stand over our business. We're ready to do business in great waters. We're ready to release all the inheritance is now at hand as we stand down over Jericho. I see you have given us this field. I see the angels pouring down into this house now. I see the crown setting over this house. I see the ark coming down upon the angels, the cherubim coming down, the glory, the crown. The ark and the crown are together again. The warriors, the ministering flames of fire with us today to do your will in the earth. I want you for a moment. Stand over your homes. Stand over your homes. Set down into your homes. Draw a circle of your house. You are not entering your house at the world's level. You're coming from top down. He has given you dominion over the works of his hands. I want you to stand down in your home, and I want you to dress any and all darkness, any and all second heaven interference. Today, as we stand over our house, name that house, name that address, draw a circle. Today, we loose this innumerable company of angels down into our house. We loose! I want you to set that crown over the perimeter of your house. See the warrior angels have a circular perimeter over your house. No evil comes nigh the dwelling. See the ark coming down in your home. Now, command all second heaven interference to collapse. I command all second heaven interference to collapse. All disharmony, collapse. Strife, collapse. All infirmity, collapse. Be thou loosed. This is the garden of the Lord. This is my home. And this day the dominion of God is here. For the blood of Jesus is over this home. And no plague comes nigh the dwelling of this house. Today I see the glory all around my children. I see it around my marriage. As the crown is encompassed on and I. With exceeding great favor and exceeding great authority and love. All that the Father is in our home in the earth now. All that is in the right hand now is coming down. Angels ascending and descending over our home. I see peace like a river. I see the glory coming over Carson where he is and all the angels there in his dorm room, protecting him, keeping him. Let the Spirit of the Lord rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, counsel and might, knowledge and the fear of the Lord. I see Anna standing, the queen, over her home. Your glory and your love, your wholeness and fullness. I see ministry flowing out of her heart like a river. I see blessings flowing out of her heart like a river. I see Victoria and her brilliant mind as you clothe her as she rises up into you, Lord. I see you taking her up into the Father and crowning her with her life's calling, for the blessing of Abraham is on me now. Father, you are bound to my seed. The blessing of generational inheritance is over my house. You're bound to my seed. Even the seed in this house, the spiritual seed. You bind, all of heaven is bound now to our seed. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Judah, Caleb, David, Solomon, Zerubbabel, Christ, Larubbabel, Anna, Carson, Victoria, I now, and they now are in a succession of kings. They are a succession of generational inheritance, and it will not part from them all of their days. It will not part. And I add Christ, Larubbabel, Father's house, seed, the blessing flowing into this house. We are heirs of the promise, Lord. Heirs of the glory. Heirs of the immutable salvation for our children. Woo! Let the angels cleave to them. Let the angels encamp them. Oh, the blessing is on my house. I have it on me. I've gone long, but I'm going to do this. I would be perambulating from here. I'd go into the Father's book, but let's just say we already did that. Let's come back into the earth for a moment. I'm just going to spend 5 more minutes. Believe it or not, we've only been praying for an hour. It feels like a long time. Father, I stand back into this day of October 13th, 2020. But this time, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. All that I have seen, all that I have dwelt in, all that I have encountered with you, all that we have spoken, all of your perfect will now to be done in the earth. Here in this jurisdiction, you've given us this incredible, amazing operation of joint heirship to be able to bring this inheritance through the dominion that you've given to man here into the earth. Now I stand in this house, this amazing, glorious house. And today, out from my innermost being floweth a river of generational inheritance, historical river whose blessings, whose DNA, whose operations go all the way back to Abraham. Today, I loose the blessing of generational inheritance over this house. In thee all the families of the earth would be blessed. I speak and loose a river of generational inheritance into this house. I loose a blessing and the favor and the glory of the crown that you have given. I loose the inheritance of Mount Hebron. I loose it here where you standeth, Lord. Where you never leave us or forsake us. I loose it unto you, our rewarder. You stand now as the rewarder. Whew. The rewarder. You're our rewarder, exceeding great reward here in this jurisdiction. You reward us openly. What was done with you in the secret place, what was seen, what was spoken, what was received, you rewardeth openly. It is the day that you maketh into the earth. For the stone that the builders rejected, this hour of humanity becomes the crowning stone. It's the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. It is the day the Lord maketh. You are the doer, the maker, the rewarder. I will do it. I bind it all to your promise, Lord. I bind the inheritance to your promise. I will do it. You are the performer. You will hasten your word to perform it. You are the completer. He that began the good work will bring it to completion. You are the finisher. You authored it. You gave the blueprint. Now you will finish. For the first day of light is at hand. A day that you make. I stand before this house publicly to say I judge you faithful. I judge you faithful. I can see without seeing. I can have the invisible. I carry it. I have the substance. I have the evidence. I have the word from that realm of the Father. And now I relinquish its right to you for the creation of this new day, of this new house, the birthing of it. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And we give you all the glory forever. Forever we give you the glory. Forever, Lord. Forever we do magnify your glorious name. Whew. How many of you feel clothed in here? Just lift your hands. How many of you feel authority on you? Lift your hands. Say amen. How many of you feel the glory today? Say amen. How many of you gone to a new level? Say amen. How many of you got on a train today? Say amen. How many of you feel like a lion going to roar? Say amen. Ooh. Let's give him glory today. Man, I feel glory. I feel authority. I feel dominion.